starting going whack nuts. So she accepted Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior when he was sitting in that restaurant in London, Josh McDowell, saying, it's true, it's true, it's true. She asked him what. He explained it, and she dropped down and accepted Christ, and he was like, wow. But when we hear this new, these new debates, if you will, against it, I am, it's offensive, frankly, because people don't look for the facts. They're not looking to find out the truth. They're basically just looking to tickle their ears, as the Bible says. And if you just seek the truth, no matter the cost, as I say, or if you, you know, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open, ask and it'll be given to you, or whatever it is, that's Jesus. Truth is waiting for us. God designed the system. We just need to accept the system. The problem is, as they get our eyes off of Jesus Christ, and they get our eyes off of the truth, we become lost. We don't have a compass. We have no purpose, meaning, or direction. And we've got to keep our eyes on God at all times. We've got to keep our eyes focused on the Lord, because without him, we're nothing. With him, we're everything. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Think about what that means. That's a big statement. All things. So here's the thing. You have the ability to create. You were created in God's image. So you can mentally create things in your mind. You get taught through life to give up and quit and not try. Our education system is designed to teach you to fit inside this little baby box to get a good job. 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, have the family, get the basic home, get the mortgage, buy the car, stack up the debt. Is that what Jesus wants? People hear this and they go, well, okay, Kevin, you know, debt's bad. I'm going to move into a single-wide 1972 Fleetwood trailer and drive a 1974 Gremlin. I don't think that's what the Lord wants. God gave us access to a land of riches, the land of milk and honey. He took his people, Israel, and said, here's the best of the best. I've been there. Interestingly enough, that land produces based on the obedience of its inhabitants. Fact. God does not want you poor. He doesn't want you simple. God wants you complicated. You have this rock solid brain. People read scripture and they go, well, I need to just be more simple and more content and less motivated and less driven. That is exactly what the devil wants you to think. The greatest events in the history of our modern world have been done by believers and faith and Christians. Even when it was the Church of England, they put people out to do some great things. Good things, righteousness. That's who we are. We are the righteous. I was just communicating with a friend of mine that runs the fastest growing church in America. It was rated for years down in Fort Worth. I talked about it on the last show. I told you his story a little bit. He never fails to keep dreaming, and he's got campuses, he calls them, huge church organizations with schools and everything, opening up in Dallas and Austin, and only because he's not afraid of the devil. He's been through it. He grew up in a church that was run by his father that might as well have been run by the devil. I hate to say that, but it's true. And he's kind of come out about it, and he learned what not to do. Praise be to the Lord. But when we use our mind and we're not afraid to think and dream and hope and pray, You know, Psalms, what is it, 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord and he'll give you the desires of your heart. That's not a misquoted scripture. God wants you prosperous. And please don't line me up with these name it and claim it holy rollers. I'm telling you, God didn't give you this rich world and the ability to create and the ability to work and create wealth and the ability to appreciate quality and appreciate love and relationships. I mean, who doesn't wish they could give their family something fantastic? However, we've learned because of human nature that when people accumulate extraordinary wealth, their kids are messed up. And I'll tell you, it boils down to a simplistic concept. No one appreciates what they're given, even fractionally, what they appreciate what they've earned. So you've got to be careful with your blessings and your wealth. You got to be really careful how you give it out. You can't let the enemy come and take it. The devourer, as the Bible says. You have to respect what God gives you, and you got to be a good steward. And I hope we all desire to do that. I would encourage you again, go watch this movie. Please, pretty please. I think you're going to like it. The Real Anthony Fauci Movie.com. Just go watch it before it's, well, unless you want to pay for it later, you're fine. I talked last time, obedience to God is success. You got to succeed. You got to provide. You got to desire, drive for God. I have spoken recently. I'm short on time, as always. CBDC, Central Bank Digital Currency. My theory is this. The CBDC, here, you want? I'll give you the pitch. It's going to sound real good. You want the CBDC, and here's why. It is a variable currency. What does that mean, Kevin? It means this thing is going to, if inflation and the consumer price index is rated at 6.82%, your CBDC dollars are going to be going up at 8.2 or 6.82%. You're going to be given inflationary increases in your monetary holdings. Well, who wouldn't go for that? Well, there's two things. One, the consumer price index, CPI, which is used to indicate inflation, is a false index. But still, hyperinflation, Biden's pumped out currency and cash like no one ever, 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 ever. I mean, Trump was on a roll. Obama blew him away. If you look at the real base, not the first 5.4 million that hit while Bush was in, that Obama came in after he'd been elected and forced him to do. So it was on Bush. We went from 4 trillion to 5.4 more. So we were at 9 point some trillion. And then Obama ran us clear up to like 18 trillion. Or whatever it was. Too much. And then Trump gets in office and he spends a few trillion. I'm serious. I mean, he kept it rolling a little bit, but he got revenue going and income. He was a good man. So he walks out at 21 trillion. He added maybe 3 trillion to the deficit. Obama took us hypothetically from 4 to 19 trillion. And I say hypothetically, because he dumped a bunch on during Bush, and Bush spoke and said, I'm not for this, but my successor wants it, and here we are, so whatever. Obama began this railroad train that's taken us down. Trump adds $3 trillion in 4 years. That's pretty respectable. Now we got Biden, who's added $10 trillion in 2 years. You have a problem as an American citizen, okay? Here's the deal. They're keeping all the financial markets suppressed because They're coming out strong. You'll see with the CBDC in 23. You need to prepare yourself. They've kept the Dow suppressed. And the thing is, they're creating so much currency. They've had a 50% increase in M3 money, which they no longer release the numbers on, since Biden got in. So hypothetically, your spending power of your dollar, if you go from, say, 20 to 30 trillion, that's a 50% increase. If you have to spend $30 to buy what used to be 20, that's a 50% increase. That's what they've done. But it's worse than that. So they make you think everything's copacetic because, by golly, my 401k is hanging in there. Here's the thing you got to get, and I'm always short on time. Oh, my Lord, did I over... No, I'm getting close. I'm getting real close. You have to realize you can and will lose everything you have. They have you trapped. I've said the market will crash up. It's going to get ugly. It's going to get dirty. Okay? I believe in God's word, which says that you need to own precious metals-based assets, period. I believe that deeply and sincerely. They've never been lost. The Bible tells us they go from the beginning of Genesis to the end of Revelation. They're in heaven. They, you know, it's never ending. It is true wealth. If you want true wealth, you convert your finances now. If you have a 401k, get rid of it. Get metals. Own them. We have depositories, whatever. It's not a pitch. It's a fact. Please, folks, you are within months of massive transition. Wait till this election's over. Yes, the Republicans will take over both houses, but it doesn't matter. He's running all these crazy executive orders, and I, again, am out of time, and it's Friday. God bless. Have a great night. My apologies. Thank you. Bye.